Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Green from Fraser Foods joins us, the CEO. And the Fraser Foods is joining hands with a number of parent groups and citizen groups, and they're donating a percentage of their sales to help keep parents better informed about television and films. And there's a resource website that they can access, Bob, as well?
There is, Phil, and I'd be happy to give that address to your listeners.
Well, you can do that at the end of our interview, but your company is kind of doing something a little bit different in terms of how to deal with, I don't know, families and how they deal with television and movies and the kids.
Well, it's unusual, I think, for a retail company such as a grocery chain to interact with its customers in this way, but we feel that we want to enhance the lives of our customers to say, well, this is where you do your daily shopping. It's also a place where you can stay informed about things that affect you and your family.
So you have a list of TV and films that you have given a warning rating to, and a list of films and television that are family-friendly. Let's start with the films that have the warning rating.
All right.
Now, what is first on your list?
Phil, we are we're going according to the upcoming releases, and the first film on our list, and it may come as a surprise to many of your listeners, but it nonetheless is one that we think is dangerous, is the film, the Star Wars film.
You think it's dangerous?
We think that the film sends a couple of messages that a lot of our customers, who may be Caucasian, are going to run into. And we feel in racial sensitivity is at the heart of keeping a community together. And we think that the Star Wars film, and please understand, I'm not trying to tell someone what they can or they can't watch. This is just our suggestion.
All right, well, what the Star Wars movie you feel perpetrates some racial stereotypes?
We do, and it does. As I said, it makes no difference to me what a man or a woman want to watch in the privacy of their bedroom or wherever they are. But we think the Star Wars film coming out is going to be criticized by a great many African Americans, and as such, we think if you're a white parent and your children are obviously white and they interact with black children in school, do you want to keep your children from an explosive situation?
What are they going to criticize the film for? And now, before you, I know that I've heard people say that there's sort of Jewish stereotypes.
Well, there's very obvious. I think Mr. Lucas shows his hand as being a little bit bigoted, maybe a little backward. I don't know George Lucas, and I don't want to say that he's a inveterate racist, but the obvious parallels in that film to black being a negative thing are quite striking. Now, again, I don't care what a man believes. It's none of my business. But the last thing you want to be called in this society today is a racist. And I let a lot of our white customers know this. You don't want to be known as a racist. And if you don't want that to happen...
Well, you say if you don't want that to happen, don't go see the Star Wars movie. Give me some specifics.
Well, I mean, the film has an obvious black villain, Darth Vader. When he goes over to the dark side, he becomes black. There's an image of one of the characters, Yoda, that mocks Rosa Parks. I personally don't care, like I said. But if there is...
How does the Yoda character mock Rosa... I understand what you're saying about the Darth Vader character. And I think that's been a criticism for a while. But you're saying that Yoda mocks Rosa Parks.
Oh, without question. And Rosa Parks... And again, I'm letting my white customers know, if they're not familiar with who she is, to go on some websites and look up the name Rosa Parks. The blacks seem to think that she was pretty important, and so...
Well, she was important for all of us. She refused to obey the at that time the Jim Crow public accommodation laws with regard to transportation. She wouldn't sit in the back of a bus.
That is my understanding, yes, sir. And the Yoda character is there as Lucas, I think, slips in these mocking references to black figures who are very, very important.
All right, now, you have said that the last thing you want to be is perceived as a racist, but you don't care really what a man believes.
Well, it's not my business to tell him. I'm just telling white people, believe me, you don't want any black folks to say you're a racist, because when they get on that, they don't get off of it. And it makes it difficult for business. It makes it difficult for...
Well, don't you think that racism is a bad thing? I mean, in other words, if you're going to not recommend this film, that's based upon a belief that racism's bad?
Racism? I'm sorry, what did you say?
Racism is bad?
Oh, yes, of course it is. Of course it is. Bottom line is, though, if you're in business like me, the last thing you need is a lot of them walking around your store with a sign that says this business is a, and when I say them, I mean a lot of the Africans walking around your store with a sign that says this store is prejudiced. So I'm taking as much care as I can to let people know, stay away from anything that even smacks of racism. And I'm just telling you, the Star Wars movie is bad news from the beginning to end. They mock African-Americans with the Darth Vader character. They mock one of the great figures in black history, Rosa Parks, with the Yoda character. They make fun of many African-Americans who suffer from emphysema because of smoking, okay, you know, menthol cigarettes. By the
how?
By the breathing, I think.
You mean the Darth Vader character that breathes heavily?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Are you not reading a lot of stuff into this?
No, I don't think so. I think it's I've talked to a lot of people. I'm just saying, better to be safe than sorry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the new Star Wars film. Is it rife with racist images and messages? Darth Vader, the character of Yoda mocking Rosa Parks, the heavy breathing of Darth Vader mocking the propensity for many African Americans to smoke mentholated cigarettes, and so forth. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. But again, Bob, I want to be clear here. You're saying that you don't care what a man thinks. It's just business.
Well, look, I do care what a man thinks. I think racism's bad. I think it's, without question, it's terrible. If you're a white man in business, you have children, stay as far away from being labeled a racist as you can, because a lot of the African-American people, not all of them, but a lot of them don't like it. And as a result, this is one thing that really drives a lot of them wild. And I would say that...
What really drives a lot of them wild? What about white people? What about people in general not liking the injustice and the stupidity of racism?
Without question, Phil, I think that that's true.
I mean, when you're talking about a lot of them don't like it, which is to say that some of them may...
No, I don't think any of them do.
All right, well, but you know, it's to look at this thing as a destructive force, not so much because it's bad for business, but because it is bad for our sensibilities, humans.
It's bad, Phil, all the way around. But you know, let's talk about where it all begins and ends, and that's with you know, a guy being able to make a nice dollar. I want to be able to make a nice dollar. I can't make a very nice dollar if I have black customers who think that I'm a member of the Ku Klux Klan. I don't think that that's good for business. So I try to avoid my black customers perceiving me as being a member of the Nazi Party or the Ku Klux Klan. I don't know. Call me crazy. I could be wrong.
No, that's right.
All right. So why would I then want to turn around and watch a film that I think has some very obvious negative racial stereotypes? And there's a new character that has been introduced into the film. We were told about this last week at a seminar. It is some kind of a monkey-looking character. It has the large lips. And you know where I'm going with this.
What you're doing, though, is you're indicting a filmmaker by the name of George Lucas, who is people have enjoyed his work for a long time. You're calling him a racist.
As I said, I don't care what George Lucas believes. He can believe anything he wants. I just don't want to go near anything that he does because it's going to paint me as one of him.
And do you think George Lucas, the creator of one of the most influential modern myths, Star Wars, is a racist? That's what I'm asking you.
I think, based upon what I've seen in his movies and what people who are intelligent tell me, I think he's got some issues. I think he's got some things that he needs to work out. I think he could use, yes, I think he could use a psychiatrist.
The Darth Vader character, all of these characters.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's why we've put this film on our list.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Is Darth Vader a negative stereotype informing something about black people? Is the Darth Vader character in Star Wars some kind of a racial symbol? Is Yoda a mocking caricature of Rosa Parks? When Darth Vader breathes heavily, as we've all heard him breathe heavily in films, is that, in point of fact, Lucas mocking the inclination of some African-Americans to smoke mentholated cigarettes? And on it goes. Mr. Robert Greene is with us, and with their parent business interaction council, they have recommended that you do not see Star Wars, that especially as a white parent with white children, you don't want to be perceived as a racist, and going to see Star Wars is going to paint you that way among black people. We'll continue with our discussion here with Mr. Robert Greene. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist-influenced. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Greene, CEO of Fraser Foods and associated businesses and parent groups, have called for parents not to take their kids to see the movie Star Wars. You could be perceived, if you're a white person, as racist. Do you believe that that George Lucas is a racist?
Phil, I don't know whether George Lucas is a racist. I don't care whether George Lucas is a racist. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm trying to keep people from being perceived as racist.
So if I say to a black friend of mine, you know, I took my kids to see Star Wars, and we really enjoyed it.
Let me just finish your thought, if I could.
Go ahead.
You are running the risk, yes, of being perceived by that individual as a rabid racist, because African Americans know what Star Wars is about. You notice there's not a lot of black fans of Star Wars. The reason is because they know that it is George Lucas working out his poisoned, twisted view about life. And for me,
You're saying that there's not a lot of black fans of...
Well, Phil, every time one of those movies comes out, all I see are white people talking about how great it is, how wonderful it is, and how much I they're going to enjoy it. You never see any black people, because they know it is it's probably the modern video game age version of Mein Kampf. It is a...
All right, well, now what you're doing is you're saying there's intentional racial messages there.
That's the perception, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Robert Greene, on why African-Americans will not appreciate any of their white friends seeing Star Wars. Amber, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. First of all, I completely disagree with the fact that it's a racist show at all. And second of all, with the way in which...
Why not be on the safe side and just don't go see it?
Okay, well, I have a comment on how you're presenting yourself, actually.
How I'm presenting myself?
How you're presenting yourself, yes. Because the way in which you're speaking, the way in which you're presenting your issue, you sound like you are racist. First of all, I'm a white person.
I can't avoid it even if you try to avoid it, people will call you racist.
All right, well, let the lady finish.
I am a white person myself, and I actually calling from Tucson, Arizona, and there's very little racism as far as I've ever grown up with and seen.
Well, you don't have a lot of black people. You don't have a lot of people of color in Tucson.
I disagree completely.
How many have you got? What's the percentage of the population?
I don't have the percentage, but
how many have you had in your home? How many have you had in your home?
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying.
No, besides,
so we really don't know. And I'm just saying, be on the safe side and stay away from... Believe me, I live in a larger city than you, so I interact with them a lot more than you do.
That's understandable. That's fine.
Right, be on the safe side and don't go see it.
Sir, do you understand that the way in which you're presenting your issue, you're saying all the black people are going to be having an issue with it, when
yes.
I, as a white person, would have an issue with that.
With the movie?
I, as a white person, would have an issue with the fact that somebody was being racist.
Right, but, well, yeah, that's what you say, but you don't have to live with the consequences of it. Black people, on the other hand, you know, let me tell you what, they're the ones that aren't allowed to use the toilet. So I'm saying stay as far away from anything having to do with racism if you value your friendships and, more importantly, your business associations. Why go in to see this Star Wars movie when all it's going to do is drive a lot of the blacks wild? That's all I'm saying.
Drive a lot of the blacks wild.
Yeah.
Well, look it. Black people didn't go crazy with the first five movies.
Well, I know, but I think their patience with this man, Lucas, and his obvious agenda, I think it's running out.
Here is Steve. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
How you doing? You know, I don't know what this guy is talking about. You know, I live in San Diego, and I work with, you know, in San Diego with a lot of black people. A lot of my black friends have went and seen the movie, and there's no racism in there. They what is this guy talking about?
Excuse me, the dark side and the whole Darth Vader black. He's a black man.
You know what? If you want to talk about that, let's go back to the old Western movies when all the bad guys wore black cowboy hats. Now, is that racist also? Were those producers racist also?
The bad guys in those movies were what, though? Aha, Indians. The same thing.
No.
Yeah, they were all Indians. So every time, Lucas, and you know as well as I do that Lucas and Spielberg and these guys, they pine away for the good old days. They want it to be like when they were kids. What does that mean? They don't want to swim in the same pool with them. They don't want to have to, and Lucas, with that Rosa Parks character, that Yoda, why didn't he call it the white or the light side? There's a reason why he calls it the dark side.
I don't see how you can see where he even resembles this Rosa Parks. I mean, I've studied Rosa Parks.
It's a Yoda.
Yoda has, you know, Yoda is Yoda. It's a character.
No, it looks, if you've seen Rosa Parks and you look at the Yoda character, there's very little, except that he's green. It's very, very striking resemblance.
I understand that you called the Phil Hendry Phil.
What are you talking about? Yoda and Rosa Parks look the same.
I'm not saying they look the same. I'm saying it's an obvious takeoff on her.
No,
the way he talks is the way she talked.
I didn't know that.
Well, sir, what do you know about Rosa Parks?
What do I know about Rosa Parks?
Yes, sir.
I work at a school in southeast San Diego that deals with strictly nothing but Black History Month and all this, and some of my best friends are black, and some of my best friends have seen this movie, and none of them, not one of them, has said anything about this being a racist movie.
Well, right. They're not going to you. Because you're white, and they don't want to insult you.
No, they wouldn't. They would insult me if they wanted to. I mean, we insult each other all the time, all in joking, all in fun.
Right, I know. But with this new movie, Revenge of the...
You're a racist.
How am I a racist?
I believe you're trying to turn this country against each other.
Sir, it's George Lucas that has turned this country against itself, making Rosa Parks look like some gnome living in a tree stump.
Rosa Parks was a strong woman. She fought for what she believed in. And she said she wasn't going to ride at the back of the bus. And
exactly. And yet we take that wonderful woman and we make fun of her by making a Yoda character.
We don't make fun of her. We respect her just like...
Wait a minute. I want to jump in here. You're saying that the Yoda character is a direct mocking of Rosa Parks.
Oh, without question. Without question. Even a blind man can see it.
And that Darth Vader is just the embodiment of all that's evil among black people.
No, it's just to say that all black people are evil. And the tip-off, Steve, if you've lived among black people, and you say you have, the way Darth Vader breathes.
Yes, I have. I have lived among black people, and as a matter of fact, I had a party this weekend, and I had a bunch of them over at my house for a barbecue.
All right, and what were they smoking?
They were not smoking. None of them were smoking. I don't allow smoking in my house.
Well, when you out on the street, when they get into their trucks or their mini trucks, whatever they ride, I'll bet you anything you found some cool wrappers laying around and some Salem.
No, it's totally not like that, sir. I think you've grown up in a wrong era there. I believe your parents must have done something wrong.
Why does there have to be some nefarious connection between racism?
Mr. Henry, I'm not the first one to bring this up, but this gentleman, Steve, knows that the last film, the one with Jar Jar Binks, people associated that with a Jamaican character.
Jar Jar Binks, you don't even know the guy's name. It's Jar Jar Binks. See, you don't even know the movie. How can you say...
Wait, did you serve Kool-Aid at your party, yes or no?
You don't know the character's name.
Sir, did you serve Kool-Aid at your party, yes or no?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Well, I'm sorry that you can't be honest.
He said he's...
I am honest with you. You know what I served? I served beer and wine. That's what I served.
What kind of beer?
That's none of your...
Anything? Let me ask some. Anything with the numbers 4-0 on it? Yeah.
Business.
Steve, thank you very much for your call. You made some good points. We've got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686.
But, Phil, like I said, I don't care what a guy does with his life. I'm trying to make sure that we are not perceived as racists.
Well, you're telling me this guy's got friends, black friends. He was serving 40 OZs. Check the gutter to see if there's any Salem butts out there. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's Speed Trap. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Green of Fraser Foods is with us, the Family and Business Interaction Council. They're trying to recommend films for families. They are not recommending the new Star Wars film. They feel it's filled with racial stereotypes. And I'm going to have to ask you the question, Mr. Green, that you obviously, or do you feel that this has been going on since the beginning and that we're just now picking up on it in Mr. Lucas's movies?
I think so, Phil. I think it's been going on since the first film. I think the characters that are shown in the Lucas Star Wars films, almost to a man, reflect a level of virulent, almost organic racism. And if you've read anything about George Lucas's life, you know that there was a time as a young man, he was involved with kids from the other side of the track. I grew up in a small town, very poor in Northern California, and some of these kids that he dealt with were African-American kids. Now, the story goes that Lucas attempted to make a marijuana purchase from one of these black kids, and the kids sold him oregano and a baggie of basically seasoning, you know, that you use.
Like you put in food?
Yeah, and that Lucas was so stupid, he didn't know that he just purchased a bag of traveling rosemary, you know, for $50 an ounce.
So what? So it was a black kid that burned him?
It was a black kid that burned him, and Lucas swore a blood oath from that day forward that when he finally did make his Star Wars films, the dream films of his lifetime, that he'd make sure he put in characters like Chewbacca, which mocks the Swahili people.
Well, all right. All of these things, this is to me the height of the, by the way, the paranoid generation we live with. This is the height of the post 9/11 generation where everything is a, what's the word, hexagonal conspiracy?
Well, it's not a conspiracy when you can hear Darth Vader struggling to breathe through his menthol cigarette wheeze. That's not my imagination.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is Elisha. Elisha, you're African American, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Right, here's a young man who is black who is a fan of the films.
Well, all right, I'll let him have his say, but perhaps this young man hasn't been enlightened as to the many negative images that are in these films.
Go ahead, Elisha.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Henry. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. And Mr.
Sure.
Green, I appreciate your concern for, African-Americans, you know, and,
well, I don't wanna
and
be...
for equal rights. I appreciate that. But
thank you.
I think as a... As an African-American male myself, and I happen to be a big fan of the Star Wars trilogy and of all of the Star Wars films and the books, I don't know very much about Mr. Lucas's biography. I will be honest about that.
Well, apparently he got burned by some black kid who sold him some, you know, oregano.
Yes, sir.
Well, we don't know that.
Yes, I heard you say that earlier. But I'd like to say that I think that doing black people a service for you to speak on behalf of the entire black community and say that they would be offended by the images in the film or by the plot of the film or...
I'm just trying to keep it from happening, that's all. I just don't want anybody going wild on me.
I understand that, but I somewhat agree with the lady that called in earlier who said that perhaps the problem may not be Mr. Lucas or the film itself, but it sounds as if you may have an internal issue with black people just from your comments and from your speech, because I hear you say that... You said that the most important relationship that you had with black people was a business relationship as opposed to being concerned really about
It's just the beginning of everything. Even Dr. King realized the economic, that really the economics was at the root of everything.
That's right. I agree with that. I agree that you have to be concerned about economics.
I think there's a social issue. Right. I don't want my black customers not shopping at my store because I'm running around selling this guy Lucas's movie, which is nothing more than one tired racial cliche after the next. Come on. You saw that guy, Jar Jar, I forget what his name was. Didn't he look like...
I don't think that you would be the champion of civil rights by being concerned about black customers coming to your store and purchasing something from your store, as opposed to being maybe concerned about and black people growing up in poor neighborhoods who are killing one another daily, who are committing felony crimes and being incarcerated for most of their adult life.
The more black people that kill each other, the fewer there are to come into Fraser Foods and enjoy some of the great deals we have.
I agree, and I appreciate you trying to address maybe the social part of.
But I feel like you're more concerned
about the business aspect of it, which I know money is power. But
I just don't want anybody going wild on me. You know that the Darth Vader character wheezes like he smokes Salem.
Well, maybe he does. I'm not arguing that, but I'm saying perception is basically internal. I mean, that's your perception, and I gotta say that
Darth Vader character we're seeing from this new movie. This is relative to the battle he had with Obi-Wan Kenobi and the fact that he was fatally injured or almost fatally injured and was reconstructed. And what do you mean wheezing has to do with him smoking Salems?
That's Lucas sticking one to the black people. And I just put a wheeze on him.
Okay, I understand it, but also you have to understand the character before he became Darth Vader. Apparently, he was a white man. So does that portray the white man as being?
My point exactly. The minute you go bad, you turn black. There you go.
I think that's all a person's perception. And I don't think black people are, all of them are, you know, so shallow as to draw that same conclusion as you have. And I appreciate you being concerned, but I think
I would point to the first Star Wars movie where Chewbacca screams something in Swahili after he takes a sip of that jungle juice. I think the whole thing is, man, I would go near it with a 10-foot pole.
And I understand that, but just from listening to your conversation.
If I could sum up, Elijah believes that the statements you're making, Mr. Green, sound way more destructive and racist, racially intended than anything Mr. Lucas could have in his films. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 1-800...
Well, I completely take exception to that. That is, couldn't be the case. Look, how can you call me a racist when I'm just trying to keep everybody from... I don't want any of my white customers getting... You see what I'm saying? I don't call me a racist. I'm trying to keep their heads above water on this one.
Okay, well, okay. Swahili? Jungle juice? I don't know, man.
Hey, talk to Lucas. Don't talk to me. I don't want them going ape on me. That's all I'm saying. I need every customer.
And this is another thing. Every black person that kills himself, that's one less customer for Fraser Foods.
Oh, so now you're telling me that's a bad thing to say?
That doesn't sound sensitive to me.
That's the heart and soul of business. You don't know why we keep things moving in this country, Mr. Hendry, is because we want to keep business moving. And yes, I want people to be happy. Okay? You're not going to make him happy the way Lucas is trying to make him happy, introducing a character into his new movie that looks like an ape with big, thick, flapping lips. God!
Let me go over here to Mandy. Mandy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Thanks for putting me on. I just wanted to have this man entertain the thought that even back in the old Star Wars movies, Yoda says that it's a balance between the light and dark side. He's referring to yin and yang. And you know, Yoda is a Jedi master. He is wise, and it's not mocking anybody. And I just would like to tell you, I've run restaurants all my life, and if I ever spoke the way you did to an African-American gentleman or woman about selling oregano, I would have lost my job.
What are you talking about?
I just said a comment to the man before me that some white man got burned because a black man sold him a bag of oregano.
Yeah, no, it was Lucas got burned by some black kid in his high school who sold him a bag of he sold him a bag of, like, I don't know what it was, cloves.
Cloves? What cat would mistake marijuana for cloves?
Oh, you mean you know the difference, Mr. Hendry?
But I just wanted to let you entertain the thought that, I mean, even in the original movies, they're talking about the yin and yang, the good and evil, and Darth Vader has to pay for drawing his force off of evil.
Good point, ma'am. But the yin and the yang, the good and the evil, isn't that what you just said?
Yes,
what
sir.
And Darth Vader's evil, right? What color is he? Thank you. Thank
well,
you.
Sir,
boy, that was easy.
Sir, yin and yang derives from over 800 years ago. You're telling me the whole Chinese race is racist? The Buddhists, the Hindus,
everybody?
No,
the movie. The way the movie portrays. Oh, so suddenly George Lucas is a Taoist?
No, I'm asking you if you think that since yang is black
you.
And yin is white, is that evil?
Right.
Because
Darth
I don't.
Vader is evil and he's black. Why? Because Lucas got burned when a kid sold him a baggie of clothes.
I don't know, sir, but I would just suggest to our CEO, and I've run restaurants for 6 years, that you really tone it down before you get yourself in trouble.
No, it's Lucas that's going to get all of us in trouble. You're in business, I'm in business. I want all my customers, black and white, to be happy. And my black customers come walking out of Star Wars after they've seen some baboon character with a big flapping lips, and I'm supposed to have, hey, sir, there's a sale on egg salad. Yeah, sure. I'm in big trouble if I can't keep them out of that theater.
Oh, come on.
I'm not quite sure, sir.
Yeah.
I'm just...
All right, Mandy, thank you for your call. 1-800, are you kidding me?
Why would I, Mr. Henry, come on here? I got a multi-million dollar business. And my black customers have just come out of Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, where they have seen Darth Vader wheezing his way through a scene with the, you know, he's got the come up, come all the way up. To the cool taste of cool cigarettes.
All right.
You laughing at me?
No, I'm not. Come up. Come all the way up. Hello, I'm Darth Vader for cool cigarettes. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. When the truth just isn't enough. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We'll get back to our phone calls. 1-800-449-8686. Just a few more minutes here with Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. As a community resource, you have gotten together with parent groups and teacher groups to recommend films for the summer for young people, and you're saying that the film, the new Star Wars film, Revenge of the Sith, is not suitable. It is informed with racist imagery. Lucas himself, you say, is an inveterate racist ever since getting burned by some black kid in high school who sold him a baggie of oregano. I mean, those are your words. Okay.
Well, I didn't say oregano. I don't know what I said.
Well, you're saying the kid sold him something you seasoned spaghetti sauce with, and that's why Lucas... And you're even calling the Chewbacca character a mockery of Swahili. The Yoda character is an obvious mockery of Rosa Parks. Darth Vader being black and wheezing mocks people smoking menthol cigarettes, and on and on and on it goes. Not to mention the fact that you have also said that you mentioned to me during the break that you're going to have to be giving Kool-Aid away. Why?
Well, I explained that.
Explain it to my audience.
Mr. Henry, I believe that as a result of this Star Wars film that's coming out here, I believe in late May, there will be an awful lot of enraged African-Americans, which means I, as a grocer, I need to do something to calm everybody down. That's a lot of free packets of Kool-Aid, is all I'm saying.
So in other words, to calm down black people, you give them Kool-Aid.
Okay, so here you go. Everything I'm saying...
No, everything you're saying is suspect.
I'm trying to do something to keep the community calm.
By giving away packets of Kool-Aid to angry black people who just saw Star Wars.
What do you want me to do, ignore it? Pretend like it didn't happen? As they come into my store, just pretend like they aren't angry? Looking at this guy, you know, hawking up phlegm?
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
You're not answering my question.
I'm going to let go to a call. Toya, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Toya?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. the gentleman talking about he's outraged. How about I am outraged? I am a black woman. My name's Latoya. Okay? How about I am 33 years old.
Right.
How about I don't drink Kool-Aid?
I'm saying the general thing is that a lot of black people like
it. You know what? You cannot speak for all of us. You can't even speak for one of us.
Well, I'm just trying to keep everything calm, so I suggest that I give away Kool-Aid.
You know what? You know how you can keep it calm? You know what? How you can keep it calm? Just talk about stuff that you know about. Blank is not it.
What is not it? Look, wait. Star Wars, are you denying that Yoda is a mockery of Rosa Parks?
Yes, I'm denying it.
Oh, come
on. Rosa Parks have nothing to do with Yoda.
Well, it's spelled Y-O-D-A, not Y-O-T-A. That's number one.
Pardon me?
It's not Yoda, it's Yoda.
Well, it doesn't matter. The lady
said... little creature ain't got nothing to do with Rosa Parks.
You don't... Come on. The similarities are obvious.
Okay, what about Darth Vader?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay, you say that he is a evil person. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that guy...
What's his name?
Luke. He's a white man. That's his father.
Yeah, but guess what? The bad guy's black and the good guy's white. Come on, why are you trying to ignore the obvious? And not only that, he wheezes, which is to say, oh, have another cool? Have another Salem?
But still, he's wearing a mask, sweetie.
You're missing the point.
So if he lifts up that mask, he's a white man.
You lift up that mask? You don't want to see what's under that mask.
You know what? You're evil.
I'm evil? Why are you saying I'm evil? Here I'm trying to calm the community down with complimentary packets of Kool-Aid. And the other thing is you got your radio turned up. That doesn't help black people. The perception of black people is being too dumb to turn a radio down when they call a talk show.
How about my
see, and that is hurting black folks who don't know how to turn radios down. And
but you know what? I see that your mind is made up.
And why do you
let me ask you something. What's the name of your restaurant, your grocery store, whatever? What's the name of that?
Ma'am, have you ever considered why they call it Smoky Links?
You know what? I would never come there.
Well, all right.
Hold on for a minute.
No, I'm gone. I'm leaving. That lady doesn't have the decency to consider why it's called Smoky Links. Forget it.
Is anybody there?
No.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm going to have to hang up, Mr. Green.
I demand to be heard. I've been called every kind of dirty name.
No. Goodbye.
Forget about getting our seedless watermelon.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.